he'd be dealing the cards, yes, but he does not, in the terms, in the terms of dealer. You know, when you think of dealer, that person's banking the game.
Okay, let me ask you a further question. In blackjack, would you have a house dealer?
No, he would be a monitor. The dealer would be whoever puts up the money. He would deal for him. That's the way it's done.
So the deal would pass?
Pass.
Mm-hmm. How would it pass? If someone getting 21, the deal would pass to him?
Right. Or pass to the left. To address Representative Baumann's question, Mr. Chair, it isn't a big money maker. But the fact is it's there, and it's another activity, and the tourists seem to want it, and the clubs seem to want it, and although it does pose some headaches for us, it's the demand is there. Now, I don't really know why back in 1970 that the social gaming ordinance was passed, other than to allow such things as people to get together and have a game of chance if they wanted to among themselves.
I can remember some of the discussion on this bill last session, and part of the conclusion, I guess, in my mind was that it's a little bit like drinking. I don't, it's unfortunate that the state's in the business of that, but it is, and it's, some of the vices that we carry around, it goes all the way through the marijuana laws and that sort of thing as well. And I know that in a large segment of the community in my own, well, not in my district, but in the particular area downtown Portland I've been to with the police there in the back rooms of some of the places, that there are a number of gambling clubs or whatever they are that go on. So in some ways it's kind of a matter of regulating, providing some opportunity for that to be regulated. But the social question, the state policy questions, I think that Representative Baumann raises are the ones that were the same questions that were raised the last time, and they're there. So that's one of those things that's out front, and I think that's part of the policy decisions that we have to make here. I do think that the bill that I've read here in the last time was as well crafted in the sense of what it addresses. The question is, do we want to take that policy leap? But we do have someone else. Do you have anything further? We've got Sheriff Burks has been waiting here also, and we have got some time constraints. Thank you very much for
thank
being
you
here.
For your
thank
time.
You for time.
Let me say to the rest of the people who are here, I'm sorry, we're going to have difficulty because of some other meetings and rule committee things. We will not get to the work session, and so I will have to we're going to have to carry that over, and I apologize to those of you who came for the work session. I thank you very much, Ms. Norris, for coming up on the hearing. And you can send us your cards and arrows, folks. I apologize. Sheriff?
Get your parking ticket.
No, you can't send me the parking ticket.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Sheriff Burks of Lane County. I'm representing the Oregon State Sheriff's Association with respect to House Bill 2540. Rather ironically, last week we met in Newport for 3 days to consider about 100 bills, and this was one of the bills. But with all due respect to the beautiful city of Newport, it had nothing to do with our decision. The decision was of the 20 sheriffs of the 36 that were there, 20 of the 36 that there are, 20 were there, voted to oppose this bill. We had not had the opportunity to see the amendments, but in listening to them today for the first time, I don't think that would change your mind. We know that it's a social policy of the state of Oregon that has to be established. We, I think, all have a lot of problems with gambling already, and I can only speak for Lane County and our experiences with the Elks Club and our experience with a club in Cresswell, which it just got completely out of hand before we were able to penetrate it, and people were actually blackjacked in the alley, and it wasn't big organized crime, it was little organized crime. But people were being hurt, and they were being intimidated, and it really was a bad situation. So we're just opposed to enhancing gambling in any manner.
When you say blackjacked in the alley, you meant that.
That's
kind of
what I meant. Cars were rifled, people were blackmailed, they were actually beat up. in the alleys. It was completely out of hand. Some bikers had taken over the club, in effect, and were running it.
Let me pose a question, Sheriff. If you know, the testimony we're receiving on the other side of this is that if there was an ability for local jurisdictions to set standards for the way games were played, that would regulate it. Would that have prevented the Cresswell? Is it Cresswell?
Yes, I think it would, provided the funding for the enforcement would be there. I think you'd have to have some type of a gambling commission and an enforcement arm of that commission to enforce these standards. I don't think you could let the owners of the establishments enforce the standards, with all due respect to the people that are here. I think some would have to be enforced by outside enforcers. And you just have to put that kind of money into it, and you'd have to ensure that your dealers don't have criminal records and that sort of thing. You'd really have to get into a gaming commission, I think.
Okay. Questions? Lieutenant Springer?
Sheriff, just briefly, do you have any indication or, you know, to what extent, say, within your own jurisdiction, this kind of activity has already kind of taken place, you know, backdoor rooms, you name it, private clubs? I mean, you hear all kinds of horror stories about, you know, the games going on. Do you have the resources to really try to follow up on that kind of thing, or?
We really don't. Any of these situations come to our attention, we will deal with them, but I do not have the resources to put people out to snoop through the taverns and the gaming, the places now, to find out what's going on. Some of the sheriffs from Southern Oregon, and unfortunately we're having trouble getting people here to testify and have the direct knowledge of the current problem. At our meeting, the sheriffs from Jackson County in that area and the southern coast area were very adamant that they were currently having problems, and I believe also Douglas County was expressing some concerns with small clubs and the outlying areas.
Right.
So I'd be very naive, I think, to assume that there isn't problems today yet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard on House Bill 2540? Not. Thank you very much. Subcommittee will stand adjourned.